Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio Live. It is an honor and pleasure to welcome Gloria Bieber to our show. She's a spiritual studies and holistic healing specialist, transcendental meditation, psychic, mediumship, metaphysical trainer, holistic healer, photographer, and chief executive officer and founder of Aura Chakra Imaging. She's one busy lady, and she's so plugged into the world and to humanity. Through her spiritual work, her main objective is to encourage her clients to trust in their higher selves. As a compassionate healer, her work is powerful, transformative, and life-affirming. She guides us through a process to realize whatever issues we struggle with, recovery and joy are absolutely possible. Her holistic approach helps us heal the whole person. One of Gloria's most transformative healing work, this is incredible, the thing she does is really bringing out the wonder and magic of aura photography, which actually captures the energy fields that surround us, thus providing us insight into our inner being so we know ourselves more fully and completely. A gifted writer as well, Gloria has contributed numerous published articles in Rising Woman magazine, and her highly acclaimed book, Your Invisible Bodies, authored by Sharon Montgomery in 2009. Her thorough knowledge and expertise in metaphysical studies and the ability to communicate with spirits and angels is extraordinary. Gloria became an exemplary wellness counselor, teaching her clients how to self-heal mind, body, and soul. She's been honored with lots of incredible awards, the Spiritual Wellness Award, Women of Distinction Award, Canada's CMA Awards, Celebrity Gifting Suite 2004, and Emmys 2014, 15, and 16, Celebrity Gifting Suite. Gloria believes when we connect to our higher selves, devoid of ego, it transforms our lives for the better. And it is so true. And she knows it. She lives it herself. She's with Life Portraits, Aura Imaging, and so much more. Comes to us from beautiful Calgary, Alberta, Canada. My pleasure to welcome Gloria to Close Up Radio Live for the next 30-minute, uninterrupted, and invigorating and inspiring conversation. Gloria, welcome to Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim. I really appreciate it. You make me sound like a saint. I'm just feeling I make the same mistake.
Well, you do, you know, lots of incredible work that is right up there with, you know, the saintly kind of work, because you dive in and you touch people's lives in a way that is long-lasting and beautiful and impactful. I'd love to know, you know, we all have our own inspirational spiritual journey, and when we're able to be in touch with that and realize that, it's a beautiful thing. Tell us a little about some of your earlier days and moments, and what really inspired you to do this work, and was it you that realized you had these special gifts? Were there other people telling you that you have these special gifts, and when did all of these aha moments come to the point where you wanted to really pursue this, not as work, but as a calling?
Yeah, I was fortunate. I was born into a family that was very spiritualist to begin with. I learned at an early age, probably I was about 9 or 10, my grandpa died, and I remember mom coming home, and I remember telling her that Grandpa said everything's okay, he's just fine. And we didn't know, us kids at that time, that Grandpa did die, because she kind of, she didn't tell us yet at that point. And Mom was really surprised that I knew anything about it because she didn't say. And drastically to go to that extent to saying someone died in your family is was beyond her. She asked some other questions, and I was able to answer them through Grandpa, of course. And she was surprised by that. She didn't know the anchorcity that I went through to in order to talk to him. And more importantly, I could even see him standing beside me and hugging me and, you know, being a grandpa, what a grandpa does. And from that point on, my parents did a bunch of studies in spiritualism. They were fortunate enough to have a lady by the name of Elsa that came from England and was going across Canada and was teaching people. And she chose the people that she was going to teach. And she chose my parents. And, of course, they went through a bunch of courses with her because she knew at that time Alberta was the last province that she would pass through before she went to B.C. And she knew at that time B.C. was her calling. She was going to pass probably about 6 months from that point that she came to Alberta. And Mom and Dad got a lot of graceful healing from her and direction, I guess, and what to follow, what not to follow, because sometimes we tend to go into the following the money or whatever, the materialistic thing. And she was teaching us not to follow any of that, to get that out of our heads and go with our, try to connect with our higher self at all times, no matter what the circumstance is on that. And that's what Mom and Dad most of the time taught us. At that point, I went to spiritualist church, and I met the Dalai Lama, and I was fortunate enough to have a week of training with him. And it opened up my eyes and in a lot of different arenas. But as you all know, you need money in order to progress or process things in where you live, like your rent and your food and stuff like that. And so I did have to work. I was working full-time at a company while I was still doing my studies on this platform. And when I left that company, I decided to go in alone and try my teachings and workshops and things like that. And it was very, very successful for me. I did a lot of mistakes, of course, as we all do. But the point was not to get caught up in your mistakes, but to move forward and try to find more or less what your purpose was in the world. And again, as you say, be one with yourself.
That's right, exactly. The self-awareness is so important, and the understanding of the importance of that. Your role is a spiritual healer. Maybe you can define for our listeners what a spiritual healer is and some of the extraordinary things that you're able to do being in touch with that work and your role as a spiritual healer.
A spiritual teacher, I'd say, is more of a coach, because you don't want to get involved in their personal lives or personal thoughts inside. You want them to work it out on their own so they don't feel like you're the one that has made them success. I recall having one little boy. I used to do shows, and we were in Regina at the time, and this little boy, probably about 12 or 13, was coming to the show with his grandma. And, of course, he wasn't really interested in anything except our table. And maybe it was because we did aura imaging through a computer, and it's very colorful. Different colors come out according to the where you stand in life or the frequency that you're at. So the blues and the greens and the oranges and the yellows, maybe that was attraction to him. But his grandma came over and said, wherever I go to whatever table, he's always comes back to your table. I don't know why. And so I wasn't busy at that point. So the little boy, I asked him to come over, and we just sat and talked. And she said to me after we talked, he hasn't opened up to anybody at all. He's been very shut-mouthed and quiet, even at home or whatever. He resists the talk. And anyways, what I got out of him is that his father was abusing him sexually. He finally told me. And I told the grandmother what was happening in the house, and she couldn't believe what she was hearing. Anyway, she went home that night and did what she had to do, from the police, etc. And she came back the next day, and she thanked me very much for taking the time to sit and talk to him, because they had no idea what was transpiring at the home, even though that she would consider the home a healthy environment and loving one. And she had no idea. Another example was, I was talking to a bunch of individuals, and this gentleman came over, and he was kind of like looked like a homeless person, if you looked at him. And he kept coming by the table, but I asked if there was any way I could help him. He said no. He was just looking, and he was very short and curt, and I thought he just wanted to be left alone. So after a while, I noticed he came back to the table again, and I sat down and I made time to talk to him, to allow him to express, but just sat and listened. And at the same time, because I know Reiki, I was able to give him harmony, or the higher energy, to go through him, to be one with himself, to concentrate on what he needed. Anyways, to make a long story short, he came back the next day, and he says, you know, nobody has ever taken the time out to talk to me. They look at me, and they assume that I don't have any feelings, or I'm lazy. They have all this preconception about him. And he goes, you know what? I was going to commit suicide that evening, and if it wasn't for you, he would have done that. And I felt really engaged. You know, people that have success in their life already, sometimes they don't know how far they can go up the ladder. If you go, might have 10 strums, but they are only at the 8 ones, and they kind of get settled at the 8th one. It's your coaching that helps you make them go to the very highest, to the 10th one. Sometimes we're scared to go forward because we don't know what's going to be ahead of us. So that's kind of why we stay in the place we're at, because we're comfortable. We know exactly what's going to transpire. We have a different idea of what the problems and issues are going to be. And so going further down life, or further down roads that we don't know, can be scary or intimidating. What I do is able to coach the individual in the sense that taking away the fear, so that they are able to make one step at a time to go through that road, to be comfortable with themselves, to rise above the negativity that seems to show its face first before any of the positive stuff comes, and how to jump over that, if you will, or walk through it and still be one as you get to the other side. And nowadays, a lot of individuals, I wouldn't say are complacent, but they're scared of moving forward, because you look around the world and you think, you know, it's just tragic. Whatever you see or wherever you turn, there's something negative that's happening. Like, why would you want to be in this world at this time when you see all this stuff is happening? But look at the bigger picture. I mean, we've gone through a lot of different studies, different scenarios, and we've come out a lot more positive in and understanding in what life is about, and the different negative vibes that a person can pick up that they can filter out of themselves and not invite into their world. So it is kind of a happy time to be, because we are able to surrender, to learn what that is. We're able to forgive, and usually forgive is not another person, but one with yourself, because we are scared of nurturing and going forward, wondering, you know, what's going to happen to us. You know, do we want to cross the road on the other side? Because we don't know exactly what's going to be there or what's going to come in front of our face.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So well said, really is. It is important for us to be in touch with our higher selves, right? Some people might not even know what a higher self is. It's not climbing a physical ladder or going to the top of a skyscraper or, you know, being high up on a Ferris wheel. It's really deep within, right?
Right, because usually we have different vibrations in this world. And most of us are on the three-dimensional world as we know the physicality of money and houses and cars, et cetera, all that sort of stuff. They're all three-dimensional. But there is an opportunity that some of us might go to the fourth or the fifth or sixth. So we don't want to hold ourselves back. That's the different frequencies that you feel within your around your body. Sometimes you just, for example, walk in the store and you just know that the clerk has just had a rough time. They might have just had a fight with the manager or whatever, but the atmosphere in that store is negative. But the point is you pick that up right away. And it's not that you're told at the doorway to watch out for this, or if someone is in a bad mood, or if they just, you know, had a fight with their mate, you usually pick all that sort of stuff up, and it's nonverbal, and it's vibrations, and that's the same thing as we have, or what it looks like when we talk about different frequencies or vibrations. Now, the fourth dimension is about time and space, and if I said time and space is what we're after, you'd look at me and say, well, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything to me. Time is 12 o'clock. Spaces, we're in the three-dimensional, but it's the past, present, and future all together as one. With the experiences that we've had in the past, what can we do to change it in order to be successful into the future? And so a lot of us, we should leave the past, the experience itself. We don't want to look in the rearview mirror, but the information that we got out of it, we want to bring it forward so that we are learning from it. And so from that point on, we don't want to stay in grade three for the rest of our life or have an attitude, personality of grade three. We want to go to grade four, grade five, grade six, and we experience different things in our world. But being with your higher self there, we talked about being one with oneself, learning through meditation, your likes and dislikes, learning how to go through something that's joyous. What is it that you actually do for yourself? Are you aware of your senses and your emotions, of what is around you? A lot of us aren't. We just kind of flop through life and well, it is what it is, and then go to the next thing. We don't really characterize it. We don't, for example, have a shower and watch the water go down our bodies or smell the soap or hear what it sounds like when it hits the pane of the glass. Like, those are the things that help you rise above, because you're leaving the three-dimensional in behind, and you're looking for the space or the space of things that are happening, and you're able to shift it into our time zone so that we can have a better understanding of different things that are going on. For example, the war that's coming on right now, like, what instituted it? We know in the three-dimensional world what caused it, but why would that happen spiritually? It's got to be for some reason. And there again, the people that are involved, the people that have passed through that, we say, well, that's unfair, but we're not privy to the bigger picture of that just now. I'm using that as an example. So we have our own opinions of it, but our paradigm, you have to understand, changes as we grow. And that's because of our new understanding of things. And so that's the same thing is when we go to our higher self, where we start levitating towards our higher self. It's through meditation. It's through experiences. It's through mistakes that we make. Learning again how to forgive, how to move forward. What it feels like when you're shaking in your shoes and wondering, well, should I go or shouldn't I go? All those kind of things. And to a certain degree, we're taught them, but we're not shown. We understand, we have our own idea of what it looks like because we've looked at other people going through it. So to ours, that's all, to our understanding, that's all we know. That's all we understand. But when we talk to our higher self, it can be a blind spot. It might be a different shift that all of a sudden you're facing north and you turn south and you wonder, oh, geez, I just get it. I can change that because it's my understanding. And who's in control of that is you yourself. And that's what I say about coaching. It's not what you can't do, but what you can do and make it bigger, make it more successful than what you think that it is.
Right. Well said. I love listening to the way you're describing it. I'm very in tune with it because a number of people have said to me at an expert level too that I operate from a higher consciousness. I'm a high-level empath and highly intuitive. And I've been in touch with that as more people have said that about me who these people don't even know each other and that each other is saying that. So I'm very in tune with what you're saying, and you are obviously those things as well. That's why this work comes so naturally for you, including aura photography. Tell us about that and why that's an important, crucial part of your work, Gloria.
Aura photography measures the frequency or the frequency or the different the vibrations that are around a person. It comes in different colors. It shows itself. I got a computer and a sensor, and when you put your hand on the sensor, the colors in that transpose into the computer moves the information, and it transposes it into different colors in that. And it's what I read is the different colors and the way the colors nap around an individual. They can be thin, they can be wide, meaning the auric field around a person will shift itself to be either very big or small. It drills it down to the chakras, which there again, your chakras, as this program goes, be round and secular, but some of them are overshot and oversized and undersized and that, and all that means different meanings towards what the individual, towards each individual, I guess they're different. But they mean different things. So what I do is go in there, and if someone is very red, it means that they're they can be very edgy. They are very strong-minded towards opinions. They have their own opinions of certain things, which means that person can be closed to new ideas. And that's what you share with them, is that you're finding that they are very close to different ideas or whatever, which they can be shutting off different values that could be coming across their path because of this short term. And so the majority of people, they just wouldn't look at that as you as a person, right? Someone else can be very repetitive, and they don't understand, well, why aren't they getting any further ahead? And that's because they're a very yellow or orangey And because a lot of things that are happening with them, if it's repetitive or if it shows something shows that they've already experienced it, they will miss the opportunities or the new ideas that are coming through, the different values of that energy. So again, they will miss it. And that is what I share with the individual. I don't go into their heads or whatever and tell them this is what they're thinking and they should be thinking about this. It doesn't qualify anything. It doesn't do anything. They themselves, when they walk away, they have to be empowered. And if they're not empowered, then I feel that I didn't do my job on that. The different colors in that will pulsate around an individual again, and we'll go through them. When we talk about our chakras, we have the crown, the throat, the third brow, the heart area, the root chakra, et cetera, around an individual. And those are the parts that I read. If they don't, empower themselves to go through different experiences or whatever, it will show. If they are not knowing how to, they distinctly love, let's say, in the three-dimensional world, and most of the love is what I can get out of an individual. It's the short-term lust that you get out of relationships. The long-term love and that sort of stuff was showing an individual when it encompasses part of their heart as well as, let's say, their shoulder or their chest. Sometimes they can be reviewing what information or what is around them. And love isn't always with another individual. It could be the situation that they're in. It could be their surroundings. It could be different elements. And that is where, again, you hit your higher self to find out specifically what is it related to. And then
exactly
again,
right.
It goes into the downside of the percentage of what you're thinking is the mental part, the physical part, the mind. How often do you spend the majority of your time in those quadrants? And most of the people that are hung up on the three-dimensional world, they're in their mind all the time. And that's because of schooling. That's because of, you know, different policies and procedures that are around that we have to follow. It's different rules that are coming out of, the household. It doesn't mean if it's right or it's wrong. It's just that we tend to have following it because that's all we know. And so to go into something that's different is kind of scary. So if I say just follow what your mind, what your spirit is telling you, you'd have no idea what I meant. It would be, well, my mind is telling me this. But it's like when you sense or you meet an individual, your mind is telling you one thing and your heart is telling you another. So how do you know which is right and which is wrong until usually you experience it? And those are the quadrants that I go into so that they have a better understanding of what the meaning is and how they can kind of read themselves of how they look at different people or situations. So it gives them better development or better idea of how to master their actions.
The bottom line, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really... We just have a couple seconds left. This whole half hour went by. We'll have to have you come back, explore some more. And, yeah, that was a quick 30 minutes that went by in a New York minute, but such a deep and important conversation. Maybe before you head out, if you can and then hopefully we'll have you back and maybe we can hear success stories and the work and application. But real quick, maybe you can slip in a little bit about the book, Your Invisible Bodies.
Oh, My Invisible Bodies was created by Montgomery. She wrote the book. I was one that contributed to the pictures in it. And most of the pictures, some of the pictures are individuals and the auric fields that are around them. And what does it look like exactly?
That's amazing. I want folks to check out the website, auraimaging.ca, and that is spelled A-U-R-A, and then the word imaging, and then .ca, and of course the C-A is for Canada. Gloria, this was really terrific, and you're obviously very well-versed and also passionate and enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. I know that this fills your cup and sharing it with others. And one of the things you did say, which is important, is when you're working with people, you don't want it to be where you're doing all the work for them. They obviously have to take responsibility, but you can guide and you can show and you can suggest and you can lead, and then they pick up the baton and they take all the guidance and everything that you've offered and do it for themselves, which is a really beautiful thing and a beautiful way to approach it all. This was a pleasure, Gloria Beaver, and hopefully we'll get a chance to explore some more and, elaborate more. And I hope that you enjoy the time with me as much as I have with you.
Oh, I have. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. And even though your last name is Beaver and you come from Canada, I wasn't going to ask you to sing on this episode.
You would want to, like, clear the radio right out.
That's right. You be well, and we'll chat again soon. And thanks again for all the time. Gloria Beaver, spiritual studies and holistic healing specialist, transcendental meditation, psychic, mediumship. It's impressive, really, mediumship, as well as metaphysical trainer, holistic healer, photographer, chief executive officer, and founder of Aura Chakra Imaging. AuraImaging.ca is the website. We hope to have her back soon because it's really an incredible topic. Here on Close Up Radio Live, this is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time. This time till next time, come see us again. Have a great day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.